keep faking that I'm fine. Tuck my head under the sheets, hoping that no one remembers me. A faint attempt to hide on the mountain waiting for me outside.
Yourself, you call the shots, couldn't wait. Be cautious of the path you take. If I let go, will you drive me home safe? Drive us home safe. Drive me home safe. Drive us home safe.
Because you The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great start of the day. And, oh, goodness, hold on. Goodness me. But yes, welcome to training time. My name is Jeff. I am a student exec at CITR. And every week I would do training time. And I'm responsible for the technical training at CITR this semester. And today, I would like to welcome you to my friend Cameron. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Jeff. Hi, everyone. My name's Cameron, and I'm a graduate journalism student looking to get involved with the CITR radio station. So it's good to be here.
Awesome. I guess we're just going to be talking about some movies that we both recently watched. But before we do that, how did you get to know CITR?
Through one of the peers of mine, was involved last year and recommended it. And I've wanted to get involved, like I said, for a while now. But I just really didn't have the chance to come in. But finally I said, this is the week I'm going to do it. I'm going to come in and get my technical training done and get involved in the station. So really looking forward to what's to come with the station. So should be good.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, CITR is a really, really good place. There's a lot of things you can do, a lot of opportunities that are open for whatever your interest is in. And I'm glad you came. It's an amazing place. How is your graduate program going so far?
It's great. I'm finishing May and actually stepping on stage and graduating around June. So it's been a great 2 years and a fun internship as well. The program, it's the UBC Graduate School of Journalism, Writing, and Media. And I can't recommend it enough. It's been a great experience, great professors, fantastic courses overall. So, I'm But now I'm just looking forward to what comes next.
Awesome. All right. I guess the first movie that we're going to be talking about is Everything Everywhere All at Once. We probably only have enough time to discuss one movie, and then we will be turning on a song that is recommended by Cameron. But yes, for those of you who don't know, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a very popular movie right now. It has won, I believe, 7 Oscars. And what did you think about the movie, Cameron?
Well, it's definitely one of the most creative movies I've seen in a very long time. Definitely one of the most creative Oscar-winning movies ever. It was definitely out of the box. Definitely had that Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse kind of vibe to it. And, you know, it was a fantastic movie, like I said, but it was also seemed a little bit unhinged. Like, it was like whatever, you know, it was like so unexpected. Like, everything was like, it would be a good movie to go into knowing nothing about and just being shocked throughout. I watched it with my mom this past weekend, and one of the things that was really questionable that resulted from the movie was Jamie Lee Curtis winning Best Supporting Actress. I love Jamie Lee Curtis. But after watching the movie, I'm not really sure if the win in that category really adds up, personally, in my opinion. I don't think when she was on screen, she was great, but she wasn't on screen, I think, enough to really warrant.
Was she the secretary?
I believe. Yeah, yeah. She was the IRS agent. And she won for that role, but really, in terms of like solid screen time, where she really got to show her acting chops, excluding kind of fight scenes, it's really only like 5 minutes of the movie.
No, six minutes. I agree with you. She is a phenomenal actress, but the amount of screen time that she had, like you said, doesn't really add up to her award. But I mean, if she got the award, she did something right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, did you ever feel like the movie was a bit confusing at times, where it's because it's like you're moving from different universes, and then you're just jumping everywhere, fighting people, and they're like you, but they're not you. I don't know. Did you feel like it was kind of difficult to kind of follow along?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit confusing, but I think that's kind of what they were going for, almost, like, as a characteristic of the movie. I think they kind of wanted people to just be like so shocked, kind of like the main character, at kind of trying to figure out what's going on. And who's who. But like I said, it was one of the most creative movies. Like, they really went all over the place with this movie. And, you know, it is confusing. But at the end of the day, you know, just the diversity of scenes and scenery and emotions was just like, it really draws you in. And I'm excited to see a movie like this win the Oscar for Best Picture, because I think it's opening a lot of doors for a lot of different movies that don't quite check the box of being your standard Oscar bait kind of movies. It's kind of like, this is like, I don't think we've really seen an Oscar winner like this before. So yeah, definitely a really interesting watch. I would totally recommend.
Yeah, it was an interesting type of movie to win an Oscar. I feel like a lot of movies that have won Oscars so far were kind of in the similar either like genres or like the plot line, but this one was pretty out of the box. I think, like you said, the diversity, I think I was more interested and more excited to watch like the cinematography and the pictures and the colors and the way they just shot it. I was just more amazed by that. And then like the storyline and the plot kind of came along with it. I think we have enough time to talk about The Triangle of Sadness.
Oof.
Okay, so this movie was, I think, but the first impression wasn't too good for me, because just because the first half or even more they were still on the ship. Mm-hmm. And I feel like most of the movie was going to be consisted of them trying. It was almost like Lord. I thought it was going to be like Lord of the Flies, mm-hmm. where they would all have to like create this new society where there's like a hierarchy in them. And there wasn't much other than like the squid and all that. And then that kind of determined whether who was the boss and stuff. And shortly after that, the movie ended. That part I was a little bit like, no, like I wish there was a bit more about how they would have reacted in that that new environment and that system of power. But yeah, what did you think about the movie?
I totally agree with you. I would have liked to have seen more of the Lord of the Flies stuff. You know, it did receive very mixed reviews from both the public and critics. I personally liked it. I was pretty captivated the whole time watching it, maybe even strangely more so than Everything Everywhere All at Once. But it hits the Triangle of Sadness, hits nerves, as in it really makes you think about social constructs and social norms and structures of power in a way that other movies don't, and just the social satire. And it does, if you're into movies with the eat the rich sort of vibe of, you know, seeing people kind of humiliated and brought down low, people from power who abuse their power being brought low, this is a movie you're going to like. It's not for everyone, for sure. It is a pretty disturbing. It's got a lot of pretty disturbing stuff, so be warned before you watch it. I liked it. I thought it had a good sense of humor, but you know, definitely not a film for everyone. But like I said, I was very captivated while watching it. I was just like, what's gonna happen next? And it's just building up and building up, and you're just like, oh. And then they, yeah. And then, like you said, the Lord of the Flies situation comes and everything gets flipped on its head.
Do you think the humor aspect of this movie is the fact that they're kind of criticizing the rich and how they're labeling as those people as evil? Or do you think that kind of aspect of labeling them as like the bad people is more of like a serious topic of like, oh, maybe our society is a bit messed up in a way? Or do you think it's just we should just accept that as like some source of humor?
Well, you know, I don't want to spoil the movie too much, but you know, ultimately there are a lot of extremely wealthy people on this ship. You know, the plot of the movie is, you know, these wealthy people on a super on a $250 million yacht. And you know, when we're talking about are these people evil, you know, there's one couple, you know, they seem like such a nice old couple. But really, when they start talking about how they made their money off of selling hand grenades and landmines. And then it gets you thinking, it's like, well, this yacht cruise that they're doing is the reason why they're selling. They have a business for selling landmines and hand grenades. So to see it all kind of go wrong for them, you know, with how unethical their business is, it's kind of satisfying. You know, it's kind of like you kind of having that end result. But, it definitely really makes you question, you know, what really is power and how does it get established when, unfortunately, the ship does sink and they do get stranded and they have to really consider what's valuable, who has value, how do we organize power, who's important now, you know, now that there's no real, you know, normal Western capitalist social structures left to protect people. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. Like you said, I don't really want to spoil it that much, but I'd have to say there is a bit of hypocrisy with the characters because, you know, the woman that was valuable is basically doing the same thing as probably the rich, which mm-hmm. probably would have done. She's kind of, she is in some sense abusing her power. I would honestly highly recommend a lot of people to watch this. It's a pretty interesting movie. It gets you to think about a lot of things that you probably normally wouldn't think about, mm-hmm. and then kind of see what it's actually like. And I think a lot of movies represent the real world, and I really like thinking about these fictional plots, but then kind of relating it to how it actually is in the world that we live in. But yes, we are almost out of time. So before we end, Cameron has recommended a song called "I've Been Lonely Too Long" by the Young Rascals. So we will basically listen to this song, and then I'm probably gonna end the episode here. So we'll say our goodbyes right now, and then after the song ends, we will part ways. So thank you so much for coming on. It has been a lot of fun. And for any of you guys who want to come in, either for like experience like on air, or if you want to do like technical training, you can always sign up. I believe all the sheets are at citr.ca.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me on. Like, I totally agree with you. This has been a lot of fun. And I just want to apologize to anyone out there if I did spoil anything with the movies. It's yes. kind of, it's difficult to talk about without kind of revealing a little bit of the plot. But still, there's from what I'm remembering, there's still a lot to the movie that I haven't revealed. And it's two movies I would recommend. But with the Triangle of Sadness, be warned, it does have some disturbing topics in it. So, but thank you very much.
Yes. All right. There is still a lot to unpack. So don't be discouraged to watch the movie. But all right, I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and let's end this off with a song. I hope you guys enjoy. Bye-bye. Now look at me.